It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Thursday, September 29th, 2022. On today's Columbia River ship schedule, we have 9 inbounders, we have 6 outbounders, and we have 7 vessels anchored in the river near Astoria. In our marine weather forecast, well, we had some rain yesterday as a low-pressure system was moving through our area. But it's not going to be here for long. High pressure will return late tonight and into the weekend, and that usually means sunny skies. Our forecast today includes north winds, 5 to 10 knots becoming northwest, 10 to 15 in the afternoon, wind waves from the north, 2 feet high at 4 seconds apart, and west swells 7 feet at 10 seconds, and a chance of showers in the morning. And today we're going to be talking about another high-risk profession, maritime profession in our area, and that's the U.S. Coast Guard. We'll talk about that in just a minute. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. Our first arrival in the river today, coming in across the Columbia River Bar, is a car carrier called the Grand Diamond. She's arriving from Japan, headed for the port of Portland. She has brand new Hyundais on board. She came into the river at about 4:30 a.m. past Astoria, and will be at the port of Portland by about 10:30 this morning. Next inbound is the Ravni Kotari. She's arriving from Brazil, headed for the Calama Anchorage, and she could have wind energy equipment on board because she's ultimately headed for Vancouver, I believe. So she will pass Astoria at about 8:30 this morning and be in Calama by about 1:30 p.m. The Seven Seas Mariner is arriving from Seattle, headed for Astoria. She is a cruise ship. She will be here at about 10:30 a.m., will be here for the day, and will leave probably around sunset. The Adriatica Greca is a bulk carrier arriving from China, headed for Calama's anchorage. She'll be picking up corn, soy, or wheat at Calama eventually. She'll pass Astoria around 12:30 p.m. today and be in Calama by about 5:30 p.m. The Argent Daisy is arriving from Vancouver, B.C., headed for Vancouver, Washington. She's a petroleum tanker. She'll pass Astoria around 2 p.m. and be in Vancouver by about 8 p.m. The ATB Gulf Reliance is arriving from Anacortes, headed for Portland, refined petroleum there, passing Astoria 3:30 p.m. and maybe in Portland by about 9:30 p.m. The Texas Highway, another car carrier. She's arriving from Vancouver, B.C., headed for Portland. She's got brand new Toyotas on board, and she'll pass Astoria around 5:30 p.m. and be at the port of Portland by about 11:30 this evening. The A.C. Sesota is arriving from the Panama Canal Zone, meaning she came through the Panama Canal from the Atlantic, and is going to the Longview Anchorage. She'll be going to the port of Longview to pick up petcoke. She will pass Astoria around 9:30 p.m. and be in Longview by about 1 a.m. on Friday. And the Equinox Dream is arriving from Vancouver, B.C., headed for Vancouver, Washington's anchorage. She's going to be picking up soda ash eventually at the port of Portland. She'll pass Astoria a little bit after midnight on Friday morning and will be in Vancouver by 6:30 a.m. tomorrow. And if you'd like to see the rest of the Columbia River ship schedule, you can find it on my website at shipreport.net, along with a podcast of this program and lots of other information. So yesterday we talked about the risks of being a mariner and how accidents on ships and boats can and do happen, and sometimes they are fatal. So there are these largely unseen jobs in the maritime world that are very important to us, meaning that we as the public benefit greatly from these people working in these professions. But most of us know little about what they do, and unless it makes the news, we know little about how dangerous a normal workday is for them. Yesterday, I was talking primarily about people working in the commercial maritime world, people like marine pilots and their crews and fishermen. But there's another contingent of people working on the water, one that is very present in our local area here, and they are the folks who get called out to help and rescue when folks in the commercial maritime world get in trouble, recreational boaters too, and that's the Coast Guard. Astoria is an official U.S. Coast Guard city, one of, I think, a little over a dozen such cities in the U.S. that are so designated because of their heavy Coast Guard presence. We have 4 U.S. Coast Guard facilities here, and between them, they encompass a big complement of Coast Guard resources. There's Air Station Astoria, which is located at the Astoria Warrenton Regional Airport. That's where the Coast Guard aircraft are stationed, and there are lots of staff working there. There's Coast Guard Station Cape Disappointment in Ilwaco, Washington, across the river from Astoria. That's where our motor lifeboats and boat rescue crews work. You see Coast Guard ships in Astoria at the dock by the Maritime Museum. Those are our locally based Coast Guard cutters. And at Tongue Point in Astoria, we have the buoy tender that serves this area and maintains aids to navigation. And in the mix of all this, at Cape Disappointment, there is the National Motor Lifeboat School, where they train surf men and women. And at Tongue Point, there is also a training school for U.S. Coast Guard rescue swimmers. Now, the U.S. Coast Guard is a branch of the U.S. military, and they not only have the huge responsibility of rescue services in our nation's coastal waters, but they also are responsible for homeland security services for arriving and departing vessels. If you decide to go into the Coast Guard, you are taking on a risky line of work. Anytime you're out there in a vessel, there's risk. The big white Coast Guard cutters that we see at the dock in Astoria do drug interdiction along the West Coast, and they get into some pretty dangerous situations with drug smugglers. In the rescue component of the U.S. Coast Guard, there are mariners and aviators, all of whom are highly trained, people like pilots, flight mechanics, rescue swimmers, and surfmen. People who opt to join these elite teams go through rigorous and frankly terrifying training to make sure they are up to their jobs, which are essentially to remain cool and collected while other people are possibly panicking and desperately needing help and at risk of losing their lives. Some years ago, I did a Ship Report interview with a U.S. Coast Guard rescue swimmer, and he told me that when people come into the Coast Guard, at some point, they get to decide if they want to specialize and get further in-depth training in some area of Coast Guard work. Training to become a rescue swimmer, and any of the roles, for instance, in a U.S. Coast Guard helicopter, is so demanding and scary, and designed to weed out people who can't take it, that there is at least a 75% dropout rate from these programs. And that's good, really, because the people who remain are well-suited to the work and can do it successfully, and they save lives every day. If you are ever in trouble on the water and end up needing the Coast Guard to rescue you, you can rest assured that these people are among the most highly accomplished people you will ever encounter in your life, and what they have focused their lives on is how to save you if you get in a jam and can't save yourself. These Coast Guard folks, and in fact all mariners who work in these dangerous jobs, are to some degree like first responders, in that they need to be able to keep their wits about them no matter what is happening. It's called situational awareness. So in a crisis, when a lot of us would be frankly crying or hiding under the table, these folks are assessing the situation calmly and deciding what to do and what not to do, even if the risk they are assessing could cost them their own lives. So my hat is off today, and frankly every day, to our amazing U.S. Coast Guard personnel here. And on behalf of all of us here in this maritime community, we thank you and we salute you for being there for us. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.